Hey, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us by phone. They'll be performing at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak coming up on Saturday night, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. in a show called Dueling Divas. We have Jackie Allen and Susie Thorne joining us by phone this morning. Thanks to both of you.
Great to be here. Nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Susie, let me start with you. Tell me a little bit about your background as a performer.
As a performer? I kind of started early. Both my parents were musicians. My father was a jazz trumpet player, and my mom was a classical pianist and music teacher. So they kind of had me right out of the gate singing and performing. So I've been doing it ever since, and I went to school for music. And from there, I went on tour as a solo piano singer and toured through Europe and Asia and joined some bands and just did a little bit of this and that, and then ended up back in Nebraska about 30 years ago and met my husband. So that kind of stabilized me a little bit. And then I started focusing more on jazz, which had been my father's interest. And I've been just doing a little bit of performing regionally since then. I'm a director of music at a church, so that was my bread and butter during the day. But it's just been a wonderful life, creative life of music, and that's about it.
Wow. So, Jackie, did you get an early start like that then, too?
Yes, I did. Susie and our paths have crossed in musical ways, even though I grew up in Wisconsin, both in the Midwest. But my father was a Dixieland tuba player, also a brass player. So I grew up hearing all that group improvisation, and all five kids in our family, of course, we chose a brass instrument to play,
right.
Grade school, high school band.
Family.
I was very active in the choirs and went to UW-Madison, go Badgers, as a voice major. So I've studied jazz and classical and moved to Chicago after that, and have had quite a career. Released 13 CDs and was on a major label, Blue Note, for a time. So I've been just very active as a performer and also as a teacher. It's always fun and creative to share what you know. But so Susie, I have pretty similar backgrounds, performing, recording, and enjoying working together.
Yeah.
It's another creative process.
Totally.
Yeah, you both kind of sound like you have an appreciation for all types of music.
Yes. Yeah. Some more than others, but yeah.
Some more than others, that's right. But we do. I mean, when you grow up and you grow up through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you get all that music that you grow up with, and that definitely influences your sound. And so you'll hear, if you're coming to our concert, you'll hear a little bit of everything that we were influenced by in our younger years.
Very good. So then how did you get together and decide to perform like this in this type of show?
Great question.
Kind of on Jackie.
Maybe a little bit on me. Susie had come to perform in Lincoln. I live in Lincoln and she lives in Omaha. So we don't get to, at least before, we didn't get to see each other too often. But of course I wanted to come support her when she came to perform in Lincoln. And I'm sitting there hearing her with this lovely trio, piano, bass, and drums. And I was struck by how much of her repertoire was similar to my repertoire. We knew a lot of the same songs. And this was like a jazz gig. But what struck me was her interpretations were very different from mine, different keys, different styles. It was the same song, but she really had made it her own. And then I recalled, because I had just been in the doctor's office and saw one of these old-fashioned magazines, and on the inside of it, there was a little tidbit that had a picture of two different celebrities, and they're wearing a different the same outfit, like a designer outfit. And there's a caption underneath that said, "Who wore it better?" And it just occurred to me, because Susie is just a joy to perform with, to be with, if I ever sat in with her, performed a song. I just thought it would be so much fun to put a show together where we're each performing performing the same material, but doing different ways. And it would be like a friendly competition.
A bit of friendly competition.
Yeah. And I brought it up to her, and she immediately agreed to it. And there was the a concert promoter that was there when I thought about it, and he immediately booked us. He said, oh, we got to do this.
Yeah.
And we did, and it was a huge success. And we've done the show, I don't know how many times
mm-hmm.
now, but people just love it. And now we're going to be touring with this show.
Yeah.
Dueling Divas, or How I Became a Jazz Singer.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Now, you don't necessarily see a lot of performing jazz artists these days, especially in rural parts of Iowa. So what makes this show unique?
Well, that makes it unique right there, for starters.
Yeah.
Also, we're both from the Midwest, and we perform a lot of material that isn't, you know, typically your 1940s standards, Duke Ellington. We really mix it up. So we start where we started. So we're actually doing medleys of Herb Alpert tunes and mm-hmm. something from the Turtles.
Right.
And it gets into the Sound of Music and music like that so many of us have been exposed to.
That all of that we grew up with, little pieces
yeah.
of it. And then kind of as jazz musicians, how we kind of revise those songs to reflect the jazz musicianship.
Right. Yeah.
That
we update them. We make them our own.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the beauty thing about music, too. You can take just about anything. You could take a hard rock piece and probably make a jazz song out of it.
Well, or a classical piece. Yes, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. It's just,
and that's the fun of it.
Well, you just might hear something like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
That's why we refer to you as artists.
Oh, there you are.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Well, tickets.
We
coming,
like to think so.
Yeah, tickets for the show coming up here this weekend, $20 and $30, and you can get those online, or if you want to take a chance at the door that evening, you can go to wilsonartscenter.org to get tickets, or call 712-623-3183, and that's also sponsored by the Riverbend Heritage Lodge, and that's at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. Can you give us an example of some of the songs that you'll be performing?
Oh, sure. You just mentioned the Turtles.
Yeah.
I want to do one of those.
Well, we just might. Yeah, should we do that?
Sure. Imagine me and you. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the boy you love and hold him tight. So happy together.
Awesome.
I can't see me loving nobody but you. For all my life, when you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue. For all my life, me and you, and you and me.
Well, it's fun. It doesn't play over a phone connection as well as it does in person. So this is just a small taste. If you really want to hear the intricacies of the music, you need to show up at the Wilson coming up on Saturday night, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. You know, it's one thing to have similar tastes in music, but to be able to perform together, you know, not every two singers actually sound good together. How do you guys work this out?
Part of it is ego, too. I mean, singers can have huge, and probably a lot of musicians, but yeah, singers is typically one singer in the band, you know, and the others might be backups.
Yeah.
But when you have two singers, you know, in all my years, it's like there was some, there's jealousy, but there's a lot of insecurity. It mostly comes from insecurity.
Yeah.
I don't think either of us have that with each other.
No.
It's a rare thing. We just really adore each other and get along great. But we love to chew on each other when we get on stage. It's just so much fun.
Friendly
to be divas, yes. So we're going to enjoy being divas.
One of our friends said, you two are the most diva-less divas we've ever seen. So we certainly like to play that on stage.
Yeah.
Very good. More duel and less divas. There you go. So
it's
entitled Who Sang It Better. So does like the audience vote or anything?
That's right.
We may reach out to them to get an applause in the audience, or meter.
Work it a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
So who takes it worse when they don't get? Yeah, who takes it worse when they didn't sing it better?
Oh, Susie's pretty good at laughing it off. It happens every time. Susie's just got to laugh it off. I'm the winner.
Yeah, like we said, no egos, right?
No egos.
No.
It's just, you know, it's clear.
Well, again, that's coming up this weekend, Saturday, May 2nd, Dueling Divas. Who Sang It Better, the name of the show. And again, get those tickets at wilsonartscenter.org or call 712-623-3183 to get through there to the box office. And you can enjoy Jackie Allen and Susie Thorne performing as Dueling Divas at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. Sounds like you two have a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, you do.
We definitely always do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we hope we'll see you there, James.
We'll hope you'll be there.
Yeah, and that always shows in the performances, too. You can tell when someone's faking it and someone's truly enjoying the evening.
Yes, either that or they're really good at faking it.
All right, very good. Well, thanks to both of you for the time here today, and best of luck at the show.
Thanks so much.
We'll
see you.